All right, welcome into another episode of the League of Ordinary Gentlemen. I am joined today by nobody. You guessed it, just me alone. Sorry, guys. This is just going to be a shorter version of a quick league recap because we could not get everything together. We are looking at doing this thing a different way. So hopefully you'll get better sound quality. It's all for production value. Hopefully when it comes out next week, you guys will get better sound quality, better everything. So today it's just me, Tim Guida, owner of the 2-in-1 Deplorables. We're going to jump right into it and go straight to a league recap. We're going to start from the bottom, move all the way to the top. So first thing we're going to talk about is the surprised Matty Ice Clowns at 145.7, taking Biscuit in Your Pants, moving them down to 1-2, 145.7 to 104.9. Biscuit in Your Pants got a really tough outing out of Tom Brady against a Detroit team that you thought they were going to just destroy. But Detroit came out and fought hard, got a 26-10 win, and shut down Tom Brady. The best he had was a Robert Woods 25.7 performance. Not great performance out of Biscuit in Your Pants. He's definitely looking for better things to come. I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen with James Conner, if I'm being honest. I still think Steelers like him, obviously. But he is not Le'Veon Bell reincarnated. And he was actually held in check for most of that game in Tampa Bay. Even when they were out big, it seemed like. But big game out of Matty Ice, 47.2, 21.4 out of a huge game from Christian McCaffrey. I think he went for 184 yards. Melvin Gordon got in the game. Tyler Lockett at 18. Just a big game, 145.7 win for the Matty Ice Clowns, keeping them in the lead at 3-0, the only 3-0 team we have available in the league. So round of applause for Jeff House and his Matty Ice Clowns. Next, we're going to talk about, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, taking down Ezekiel 25-17, moving to 2-1. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, 1-2, Ezekiel 25-17, 127.9 to 92.6. Patrick Mahomes is just unbelievable. And I think you guys have heard me talk about it before. He's going to be the number one quarterback, I believe, this year. Fitzpatrick's job is in jeopardy. Sorry about that. Fitzpatrick's job is in jeopardy. So we're going to see what shakes out there. But Patrick Mahomes he's got the best squad. He's got the best supporting talent, and he is a rocket for an arm. So we're going to assume that that's going to keep happening. But 127.9 taking down Ezekiel's 92.6, not a great week. He started Carson Wentz. We knew Carson Wentz was going to have a rough week fantasy wise. It's the first thing he's come back from. After tearing his ACL, he did look fairly impressive playing against Indianapolis, whose defense is really stepping up. But just not a great outing. Matt Breida gets hurt, is questionable for this week. OBJ 12.9 is his leader coming out of the gate. So I mean, he wouldn't have done much better with Andrew Luck at quarterback. This is just unfortunate situations for Ezekiel 25-17 with Devonta Freeman being hurt. Derrick Henry's not the guy we thought he was going to be. Jay Ajayi was out last week. Better weeks to come for Dan and Ezekiel 25-17, but they aren't this week. Next, we're going to go with the Fat Bottom Girlies. Well, actually, no, let's go to Here for the Beer and the Green Team, because we all called this one. Here for the Beer, 149, a surprising 149.3. Is they get 32.6 out of Jared Goff and 39.5 out of Calvin Ridley. And another 26 points added on by Adrian Peterson. These are not going to be normal weeks for Here for the Beer, and I think anybody can probably agree with me on that. Because Adrian Peterson is not going to continue to put up 26 points. Calvin Ridley is not going to continue to put up 39.5, though he was a waiver wire steal this week, and I think he's going to be good. He's already scored more touchdowns in the last three weeks than Julio Jones has scored in like the last 11. So that's a big stat. Julio Jones is not getting in the end zone. So I think Calvin Ridley will continue to do well. There's going to be some kind of progression there for Julio Jones, who's going to get in the end zone. I don't think he gets 32 out of Jared Goff every week. I don't think he gets 26 out of Adrian Peterson, but huge 149.3. to 86.7. Green team falls to 0-3. They don't have a win in their near future unless they can get Le'Veon Bell back or put on a team where he's going to be a star back. Rob Gronkowski's had a couple of rough games. He played Isaiah Crowell and Bilal Powell this week. Just now dropped Dez Bryant. So if you're looking for a waiver pickup, go ahead if you want to sit him on your bench for the season. Russell Wilson, 19.6. Just overall, not a good performance. He's got to do something wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald's not the guy that they thought. Well, he is the guy that we thought, but the quarterback isn't the guy that we thought. So we'll see what happens with Rosen. Let's hope there's better weeks ahead for him. Next, we're going to go Fat Bottom Girlies, talking about going up against the Taint Blisters. This was our closest game of the week. Didn't come down to Monday night, so I'm not going to put it down as our overall game. Well, it did kind of. But Fat Bottom Girlies take this one. After we hammered Fat Bottom Girlies on first week for his terrible outing, he's quietly on a two-game winning streak. He's got the vortex of suck working, pulling 100 points in for the Taint Blisters, beats him 101.4. So he gets 8.6 out of DeAndre Hopkins. Giovanni Bernard, we knew he would have a good day, 14.6. Deshaun Watson has a good 28-point run. If the Texans can get things moving offensively, and they could be a scary team. They've got to get something moving defensively, but if Deshaun Watson can get rolling, that could be a really, really good team. He's got the Bears defense, puts him up for 19. He's got some good pieces again. Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins, he's got two of the best wide receivers in the game. His running backs are struggling. He also lost Philip Lindsay to a punching call, but he still takes the win. Kirk Cousins puts up a stinker, and that's pretty much what causes the Taint Blisters to lose this game is Kirk Cousins puts up 10 points against a bad Buffalo defense. Nobody saw that one coming. We'll have to look into picks and see. We'll get back with NFL picks and tell you where everybody's at next week. But we all chose, anybody who was in the right mind chose the Vikings in this game, and it didn't happen. And Kirk Cousins, just a terrible game. But Carlos Hyde goes for 22.3 was his top scorer. That was a good game in a Browns week 3 victory. We never got to talk about that. Man, we're going to talk a lot more about that next week because the Browns got their first victory in 635 days, and we are going to celebrate that. Next, we're going to go to the Brothers Battle. Last but not least, this one came down to literally the fourth quarter, Monday night, Ryan Fitzpatrick to Mike Evans, 25-yard touchdown, puts the deplorables in the win column. Sends them 2-1. Sends Blessum down to 1-2. Sean, you're not here to defend yourself, so I'm just going to talk bad about it because Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, I thought he was going to have a terrible game after seeing that first half. I was ready to go to bed. Ended up being down by 10, turned it on in the fourth quarter, and watched just craziness ensue as Mike Evans catches the 25-yard touchdown. So I get 30.1 out of Ryan Fitzpatrick, 21.6 out of Todd Gurley, 21 out of Kamara, 21 out of Mike Evans, 12 out of Thielen. He's got three straight games of 100 yards or more. Juice Landry sees Baker Mayfield come in and immediately takes another uptick as his number one wide receiver. Things are just going well for the deplorables right now. I don't, knock on wood. No, we're going to keep that one going. Blessum does not have a bad team, though. Kareem Hunt gets off the snide, gets two touchdowns. His usage is way low. Going to have to get better. Chris Thompson took a huge backseat to Adrian Peterson, but Michael Thomas is probably one of the best. It is the best wide receiver in the game right now. Mike Williams showing up big. Kenny Galladay, Babytron. O.J. Howard is looking heavily used, so we'll see what happens when Jameis Winston takes over, if O.J. Howard still used that way. Kenny Stills goes for 12.1. I thought this one was over from the get-go. 43.5 out of Drew Brees. Drew Brees gets two of the rushing touchdowns that Alvin Kamara should have. Actually, the game-winning touchdown went to Drew Brees as there was an overturn on an Alvin Kamara touchdown. We both pretty much played our ideal teams, So it was just a, and it was a good week overall. I think we had a lot of great competition this week. So I'm looking forward to what happens next week. We'll get right into that now. Let's go take a look at what's coming up next week. So the first game we're going to go with is I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson, taking on Biscuit in Your Pants. You got to think Tom Brady's going to want to come back with this. Talking about Biscuit in Your Pants, Tom Brady going against Miami, Saquon Barkley against a bad New Orleans defense who's letting everything happen, at least through the air, and he's getting a ton of targets as well. James Conner's going to have a tough sledding against Baltimore, but Keenan Allen against San Francisco, Robert Woods against a Minnesota team that just got beat by Buffalo, but I think they're going to be better this week. Obviously, they have to be. DeSean Jackson against a tough Chicago defense. But Keelan Cole against the Jets and the Jaguars D against a Jets offense that isn't moving. But you look at it, and he's got Patrick Mahomes playing in Mile High. That'll be something new. David Johnson looks like he maybe can get things rolling with Josh Rosen at the helm. Jordan Howard, I think, has a big game in Tampa Bay. Stephon Diggs is going to get more involved. Will Fuller, we all know what he's doing when Deshaun Watson's under center. George Kittle, it's going to be interesting in that offense just because the quarterback went, because Jimmy G goes down. But statistics show that C.J. Beathard uses his tight ends and his running backs a lot more than his wide receivers. His running backs last year got a lot more targets than I think it was like 30 or 40% of his targets. His running back gets a lot of targets. I think Breida gets a huge uptick here, but I also think George Kittle gets a little uptick as well. Alex Collins versus Pittsburgh, who knows what's going to happen in that backfield. So it's going to be interesting to see what Doug does at the flex. But I'm going to go with Doug in this one. His team just has shown the ability to win. And Patrick Mahomes, I just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes and David Johnson. If David Johnson can get things started, I'm still a believer in that. So, Doug, if you want to trade David Johnson, I'm available. Let's go take a look at the 3-0 Matty Ice Clowns versus the Fat Bottom Girlies. This is going to be an interesting game to me. One, I just want to see. I want to see if the Fat Bottom Girlies can pull Matty Ice Clowns into the vortex of suck. The 3-0 league-leading Matty Ice Clowns. Now, if Leonard Fournette plays, he's got Melvin Gordon, Tyler Eifert against Atlanta. Sammy Watkins is really coming on because Patrick Mahomes can make anybody effective. Christian McCaffrey's on a bye, and that's what's going to hurt him. So we do have our first couple of bye weeks coming in, so the Panthers are one of those teams, and the Washington Redskins are also one of those teams. So he loses Jordan Reed and Christian McCaffrey. Deshaun Watson against Indianapolis, who has been a sneakily good defense, but he's got Phillip Lindsay as an RB2, Giovanni Bernard as a flex, and he's got a lot of questionables on there again. Got Rex Burkhead on the IR sitting on his bench. That's going to help things. And Mark Ingram is suspended, but he should be coming back. So I think I see better days ahead for Fat Bottom Girlies. And I think because Christian McCaffrey's on the bench and he's been such a big part of Matty Ice Clown's box score, and Matt Ryan's going against a tough Cincinnati defense, I'm taking Fat Bottom Girlies to go 3-1 and Matty Ice Clowns to get their first loss this week. So we'll see how that pans out. Let me know what you think. Like I said before, I want to take this time to let you guys all know that you can hit us up on Twitter at TLOOG1. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know what you think about these predictions. Tell us what you think can happen. I know most of the guys that are listening to this should be in the league, so let us know what you think. Hopefully we'll get more people around here to do this podcast with me next week. Next, we're going to talk about Taint Blisters Trust the Process taking on the Green Team. This isn't even a game. It's the Green Team. Sorry, Loveless, your team is just falling. It's falling apart. Your running backs of Marshawn Lynch, Isaiah Crowell, and Bilal Powell, you need Le'Veon Bell to come back, and you need him to come back soon. Your wide receivers are fairly good. I'm interested to see what happens with Larry Fitzgerald in a Seattle defense against a rookie, but Larry Fitzgerald's going to be an outlet. Either way, I don't think this is even close. Kirk Cousins, I think, has a better game. He has to, right? So going against the Rams, he's got Ezekiel Elliott going against the Detroit Lions. Hyde's going to Oakland. I think spoiler, Cleveland, I think, beats Oakland, and I think that it beat him fairly handily. Juju Smith-Schuster is getting more targets than anybody on that Pittsburgh team because Antonio Brown is such a huge piece of it. Sony Michel has become the starter as well in New England. So I think Tank Blisters are in for a pretty good week. He's going to have to replace his defense. So I'm thinking he's going to have to take care of that sooner rather than later. But I think the Tank Blisters go to 3-1. The Green Team falls to 0-4. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day that 0-4 teams making the playoffs, I think it's almost fairly impossible. So Green Team has got to win this week. He has got to put something together or else the playoffs, even in 8 out of 10 teams go to the playoffs, they're not going to make it. Next, let's talk about, let's go to the deplorables against Here for the Beer. So that's going to be the next game we cover. Here for the Beer had a really big game last week. I just don't think it happens again this week. He's got Adrian Peterson on a bye, so he's going to need to replace his running back. Dalvin Cook may start on Thursday night. I don't see it happening. If he's still questionable this morning, they're hoping he plays. The question is, how much can he actually get done? I think Latavius Murray, who laid an egg last week, is going to end up playing, so that means he's going to either have to go find a running back, which there might be a couple guys on the waivers, or he's going to have to put Nick Chubb in. We're going to see what happens, but I don't envision Here for the Beer scoring over 100 points this week unless Brandon Cooks and Jared Goff hook up for a couple of long touchdowns. Who knows what Calvin Ridley's going to do. I think he maybe gets in the end zone. He's got Antonio Brown in Baltimore too, but he's got a couple of good matchups, I guess, but I just don't see enough of it. I've got Phillip Rivers in San Francisco for the deplorables. Todd Gurley going to Minnesota, which may be a little bit more of a rough sledding. But Alvin Kamara against a porous Giants defense. You got Mike Evans against a tough Chicago defense. Adam Thielen at the Rams, who's going to get his targets. So hopefully take some of his target share away from Brandon Cooks. Jarvis Landry should feast in Oakland. I think he gets his first touchdown this week. And Emmanuel Sanders in Kansas City. There's still a couple of things that we gotta work out, but I think the deplorables take this one in relatively short order. So thanks again, guys, for listening. I'll go real quick and just look at this week's NFL schedules, and we'll see what we think is going to happen. But again, sorry for the lack of people here in the podcast today. I know that we kind of got behind. It's been a long week for a lot of us. So we are hopefully going to pull this thing back together. So I'm sorry that this has been the way that it has been today. I promise it will be better next week. So let's just go straight down the NFL schedule and see what we think is going to happen. We got Minnesota going to Los Angeles tonight at 8:20, Thursday night game. Thursday night games are always tough, but I think Los Angeles takes this one. I just think they're the better team. I think they're the best team in the NFL right now. I think they're the best team in the NFL. So I think Minnesota goes in there, takes another loss in Los Angeles. I'm going to go with Cincinnati at Atlanta. This is a tough one. Atlanta doesn't have a defense. Cincinnati's offense is starting to surge a little bit, but Atlanta does have a great offense. So I'm going to go, let's see, Cincinnati was down south last week, lost to Carolina. But Matt Ryan's not going to run for two touchdowns. I'm going to go Cincinnati over Atlanta. Tampa Bay at Chicago. I'm actually going to run with Tampa Bay this week if Fitzpatrick plays. They played Monday night. They just got Jameis Winston back yesterday. If he plays this week, I don't think he does all that well. I know he's been working out, and I know he's been working hard. I don't think he plays week 4. I think that he takes the bye on week 5, and I think he's back week 6. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he plays, he goes in and wins in Chicago because Chicago doesn't have an offense. Tampa Bay definitely have a defense, but Chicago doesn't have an offense to score on them. Detroit goes to Dallas. Dallas has a great defense, but I don't think that offense can do anything. I think Detroit takes Dallas. Buffalo at Green Bay. I think Buffalo comes back to form. Green Bay gets some film on Josh Allen. I think Green Bay takes this one. Philadelphia at Tennessee. I'm rolling Philadelphia. Carson Wentz is back in, and he's looking like he's in midseason form, or at least in, you know, some season form. Houston at Indy. Indy's defense has been good. Their offense with Andrew Luck has been checking down a lot. Houston does not have a good defense. This is a tough game to call. I feel like it's closer than a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to call this one close. I'm going to go with Indy at home, and that's really the only thing. I think Deshaun Watson has a good game, but I'm going to go Houston. Houston goes into Indy and wins this one. I think they get their first W. Miami at New England. New England's tired of losing. Miami's not going to win this one. I think New England takes this. Tom Brady is tired of losing. He hates losing. I think they get Josh Gordon back. I think Josh Gordon has a big game for them, or at least, you know, gets a long touchdown or two. I think New England takes Miami. New York goes to Jacksonville. New York's offense will not be able to do anything in Jacksonville. I think the Jaguars take this one fairly handily. Cleveland on Oakland. You guys have already heard. I think Cleveland goes in there and really lays the smackdown on Oakland. Their defense is not very good. Cleveland's defense is very good. Derek Carr has more interceptions than he does touchdowns right now. Amari Cooper is not the guy that people thought he was and continue to think that he has been, but Amari Cooper's not gonna do it this week. And I think Jordy Nelson's going to get, is obviously not going to have 170-plus yards. So I think Cleveland goes into Oakland and takes this one out of the black hole. Seattle goes to Arizona and wins. Arizona's just a bad football team. I think Josh Rosen shows a little bit of improvement. He has to over that Sam Bradford offense, but I'm going to go with Seattle in this one. I do think David Johnson gets in the end zone again. Larry Fitzgerald will go for somewhere north of 60 yards, I feel like. So I think they take a step forward, but I think Seattle goes into Arizona and wins. New Orleans at New York Giants. New York Giants do not have the offense to keep up with New Orleans. Just not going to happen. I do like Saquon Barkley in this matchup. I do like Odell Beckham. I think Sterling Shepard. Sorry. I think Sterling Shepard gets an uptick because of the Evan Ingram injury. But I think New Orleans is just too strong, especially with the efficiency they're seeing out of Michael Thomas and so many guys in that New Orleans offense. Alvin Kamara. I think New Orleans goes into New York and wins this one. San Francisco Giants at Los Angeles Chargers. I think Los Angeles Chargers win this one at a 425 game. San Francisco just doesn't have the offense they're going to have. They're going to be relegated this year to one of the top five picks in the draft because they did lose a top quarterback and they also lost their top running back. Not their fault. It just is what it is. It was bad luck for them. Hopefully good luck next year. I pretty much think their season's over. So San Francisco goes into Los Angeles and I think they get pounded pretty hard. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Rivalry game, Sunday night football. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger, when it comes to prime time games at home, performs every single time. I think Pittsburgh wins this one. I think Baltimore gets there. I think they'll score a couple of points. Obviously, but there's a lot of flux going in at the running back position. I think Baltimore doesn't have the team to keep up with Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh kind of reminded us how good of a team they are. And I think they go into Pittsburgh, but I think Baltimore goes into Pittsburgh, but takes the loss here. One Monday night matchup this week. Kansas City at Denver. I think Kansas City goes into Denver and wins just because nobody is stopping the Mahomes train. So that's about it. I think Tyreek Hill has a big game. I think Kareem Hunt gets back into the end zone. Kansas City goes into Denver and takes this one. Also, your two teams on a bye are Washington and Carolina. So don't forget to replace those guys. If you have any questions, have any comments for us, like I said, again, sorry that this one has been just me talking all by myself for 25 minutes. But thanks a lot for listening, guys. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully with more co-hosts.